Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Light It Off Your Chest podcast. It is the end of September. It is the 30th day in the month of September. September has officially come to a wrap. It has been a good ride, a wonderful ride with September. I'm not sure I'm gonna miss you. You have done well, you've done enough, you've tried. It's time we usher in October. Yes, it's time we usher in October. I do not want to waste a lot of time on this episode today. I'll be talking about something as brief as possible. I genuinely don't want to waste time. So first of all, I have a sore on the top of my mouth. Yeah, like inside my mouth. Inside my mouth. So if my talking sounds funny, that's the thank you for understanding. So at some point this year, I think that was July, I was not able to complete a product design course that I started in the month of May, for reasons that being I had other things happening simultaneously and I was not able to, you know, get to the pass mark to progress to project phase of the product design course. It pained me because it felt like I was not able, I had been doing things since the beginning of the year, starting, finishing. And then it got to this point where this one that was something that I wanted to finish and I was able to finish it. Then last week, I received a mail from the same program inviting me for the second cohort. And in my mind, I won't lie, the first feeling that came to me was fear, because I immediately remembered the last time and how I was not able to finish and how it made me feel and blah 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 and blah blah blah. I'm like, why are these people sending me this thing now? And I hesitated, like the moment I saw them, I just left my Gmail account. I'm like, I don't want to look at you now. I genuinely do not want to look at you now. I eventually got reading the mail and it was an invitation to another cohort. I'm like, I clicked the link on it in the mail and I registered. While I was registered, like, I did not apply. What could this mean? Honestly, I was like, I didn't apply for this. I had taken my mind off it. I've still been designing pretty much. I'm like, is this God wanting to, you know, finish this thing this year? Because there is no other explanation. Why am I getting an invitation for something that I did not apply for? Long story short, I applied and this week I have started in the second cohort. And hopefully, I believe so strongly that I am going to finish this period, this time around. I so much believe that I'm going to finish. And I'm not saying this because I have gone through the program before, but I'm saying this because, hey, why? This is my second chance. Here we go again. There's not much adrenaline, I won't lie. I'm very, very cautious. In my head, I'm trying to remember the times where the program almost gave me headache. It really gave me headache. Not almost, really gave me headache. So I'm gauging myself for those moments. I'm trying to keep my energy. I'm not rushing in at once. I'm taking it slowly, honestly. Yeah. So that is a thing. Times will come where you want to start something and then you are unable to finish. And you're like, you know what? Throwing the towel, ain't doing this thing again. But then something happened. You're presented with that same opportunity again. My dear, take it. Or not. For some people, not taking it would actually save you, you know, stress, pain, trauma, whatever. But give yourself the grace to come back to that thing another time. Allow yourself come back to that task, issue, challenge, if you strongly believe that you are supposed to, you know, do that stuff. Do not just dismiss it like that and say, I know, I ain't doing this thing again. No. Give yourself grace. Take some time off. Relax. Go away from it. You may not need to touch it for a period of time. But if it's something that you strongly believe that you started in the past and you knew that you were going to finish it, still come back to have your own here we go again, have your own second chance. And as we enter into the last 3 months of the year, those things you started during the year, those courses you are not able to finish, go back to Coursera, go back to Udemy, go back to whatever you have not been able to finish for the past nine months, and finish them. I hope this makes sense. If you know anyone who also listen, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow.